for the Rav. I see you sitting here tonight. That when his Rebbe of Shagafayvel used to start his shir, he would say, Lom Demarais. That was his anivus. But I'm afraid to say that. If I would say that, I would be left with nobody. But the emphasis tonight's shir, I think we have to say Lom Demarain. It's a Indian that takeh. The more a person learns, the more a person's a ben Torah, the more he has shaykhs, he has to hear this Indian that I want to speak about tonight. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Tzadik Dalit, says l'chayr what looks like a very modern mezach. Genayhu l'moyshe v'shishim ribui shlei amru baruch. They didn't say Shira Achaba Yisrael Amma Baruch Hashem, which sounds like it's saying that Yisrael is the first person that said Shira, the first person that said Baruch, and it was a gnai for Klal Yisrael throughout the Doris that Shira was not said. And the Kash, of course, is obvious. We already find Eliezer Eved Avram said that Lashon of Baruch Hashem. In Parshas Noach already we find the Lashon of Baruch Hashem. The Mashal Hanor asked this question. So what was the godless of Yisrael Shira? What was the specialty of what Yisrael said that the Gemara feels it was a gnai for Klal Yisrael? I had a different kasha personally. No one said Shira about Kriyas Yamsuf. What's with the Shira Tayyam? You look in the Zoya Kaddish, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, the unusual Kedusha and Gedula of the Shira Tayyam. And what's the Gemara saying? No one said Shir, no one said Baruch until Yisrael. What was the specialty? What was the Yichus of Yisrael Shira that it surpassed the Shira of Klal Yisrael, that it was more important than Eliezer, than Parshas Noach? Apparently there was something in that Shira that gave it a special Yichus. So I want to tell you Bez Hashem what I think could be a Kavan in this Gemara. It could be a Limud L'maisa that I think we have to take home with us, and I think Befrat Ben Eitari is something that you have to hear over and over again. I once saw a letter from the Alter von Kellum that he wrote to Baron Rothschild, and if you ever learned the Alter Svarim, the Chochma Musa, he had a correspondence. He seemed to had a very strong shaykhus and a very strong respect for the Baron Rothschild. There were many times that he mentioned his name. This letter that I saw gradually is not in the Chochma Musa. This is in the Or Rashaz, in Maimon Reish Yud Ches. And he starts off the letter telling the Baron that I'm writing this letter, don't think I'm doing it for my own taiva, but I feel I have to say the following, you say the following concept. And he asks a very interesting kasha. We all know originally before the Chet of the Eagle, the Bechorim were the ones that were chosen to do the Avoida. Obviously, being the Bali Avoida, having the Schus do Avoida, was a very special privilege. Frag the Alta, why was the Bechorim Zaycha to this? What did they do right? What special thing did they do that they were Zaycha to be the Mesharsei Hashem? Adirava, Frag the Alta. The Eibishter did a chesed with them. The Eibishter killed all the Bechorim Mitzrayim, and the Eibishter saved the Bechor Yisrael. So what did they do special that gave him the special status of being the Mesharsei Hashem? And then he asks an additional question. We see how important Bechor is. Even Bechor Behema have a special yichus. The Pasuk says, Kaddish be called Bechor. Again, Bechorim have a special uniqueness. What did they do? A person has to be zeichet to things. What great chus did they have, the Bechorim have, that they were chosen from all Klal Yisrael to be the Mesharsei Hashem? Zok di Alta, the Bechorim did something very special. They had a marvel dikis chus. You know what they did? You know what the Bechorim did special? They made a Kiddush Hashem. Imagine, Ein Bayis Asher Ein Shamet, in every home in Mitzrayim, the Bechor died. And only Eden was saved. Only the Bechor Yisrael was saved. When you saw Yiddish Bechor walking around, he was a walking Kiddush Hashem. He was an advertisement that Hashem Echad Ushma Echad. That the Eibishter killed all the Bechor and the Yidden was saved. And this is a Gevaldik Kiddush Hashem. Zok the Alta, you know why there was Zoycha the Bechor to this special Yichus? Because they made a Kiddush Hashem. And then the Alta in his letter turns directly to the Baron and he says, isn't that a davar pella? The Bechorim didn't do anything to promote this Kiddush Hashem. Fakir, the Eibish to save them. But Lamaisa through them was Niskadesh Shem Shamayim. Through them was Nisrabe Kvayid Hashem. And for that alone, just being a Kiddush Hashem, they were zeichet to that great schus. Zok the Alta, alachas kama v'chama, someone who's mechaven l'kadesh Shem Shemayim, who tries to bring Kvod Hashem, to bring Kvod HaTorah, how much more so will be his chal yasid lavoi? And he writes to the Baron, you, a person like you, such a prominent person, someone who deals with Nei Melachim Yisyatzev, and you live out Pitaira, you do Chesed, you think of others, how much more your Schar will be Liyasid Lavai? Because you are a Kiddush Hashem. The obvious lesson of this letter of the Alta is we see the Gevaldige Schar of Kiddush Hashem, of Kvod Shemayim, that even someone who just doesn't do anything but poil, but passively creates a Kiddush Hashem, he already has this Gevaldige Schus. How much more so a Yid that tries to be a Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. But to me it is a different limud l'maisa, something that we have to take with us each and every day. And I think b'frat the b'nei Torah, b'nei yeshivas, there's a lesson that you have to take l'maisa. We hear, we learn, we talk about Kiddush Hashem Shemayim, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, which incidentally is one of the Tayag mitzvahs. And we picture, we imagine, what is Kiddush Hashem Shemayim? Jumping into the fire, jumping into the gas chambers during the pogroms, the inquisitions, Tach V'Tat. Throughout our longest Shvera Galus, Yidden, we're constantly faced with this mitzvah yikara of Kiddush Hashem. And Yidden were always equal to the challenge. And they had the opportunity of Kiddush Hashem. But today, Baruch Hashem, we live in peaceful times. We live b'shalom bein ha'umos. We don't have these nisyonos. So we don't have this mitzvah yikara of Kiddush Hashem. But let me tell you, that's a terrible mistake. That's a mistake that we, Klal Yisrael, today can't afford to make. Because it's a different type of Kiddush Hashem that I think is especially negeya in our times. And it's especially negeya for B'nai HaYitayr, B'nai HaYeshivas. And that is the Kiddush Hashem, not to die our Kiddush Hashem, but to live our Kiddush Hashem. When a person walks around, he's Ma'urim Habriyais, when he lives with Midas Taivais, when he lives with a feeling of Ahavas Chesed, when a person is an advertisement of Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah, when you see his Erlichkeit, his Edelkeit, his Shenkeit, that thus has gelept our Kiddush Hashem. The Alta saw in Baron Rothschild a Kiddush Hashem. Lefnei Melachim Yisyatzev, he didn't suffer persecution, but he lived our Kiddush Hashem. He didn't die our Kiddush Hashem, he lived our Kiddush Hashem. And this is the Kiddush Hashem that we all have l'maisa. Our very lives should be an advertisement, as Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu, that Ein Toiv Ela Torah. Our whole Holech Yelech should be an indication that there's a world of Tayyim out there, and the Eibishter chose us. That's called living our Kiddush Hashem. Do I have to explain this anymore? Do I have to bring raya's to this? Don't we all know, don't we all feel, that the greatest chizuk, the greatest historic lemaisa, the greatest mashpia that we could have, is when we see someone living al pi Torah, when we see on him midos tovos. You know, a yid came to Rabbi Achver once and said, Rebbe, ich ha gelernt ganz shas. So Rabbi Achver says, good, aber was hat shas dir gelernt? A ben Torah that learns, that tries to learn ganz shas, that's wonderful. But a ben Torah's chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem is to show the world, was hat shas dir gelernt? What Torah made you? How great Torah could make a person? Das heis gelebt al Kiddush Hashem. And don't we all feel this way when you see a ben Torah who lives the way a ben Torah should live? Isn't that inspiring? Doesn't that give us a cheshik? Let me be like him. Let me learn more Torah, more Musa, so one day I could live a life like he lives. That's a life of Kiddush Hashem. When you see a bachur running to say that to be on time, even now, at the end of this man, isn't that a mashpia? Isn't that a Kiddush Hashem? When you're sitting by a table, and one bachur starts talking, and the other one says, Shah, it might be Lashon Hara. Isn't that a Kiddush Hashem? Isn't that mashpia? Isn't that the greatest Musa Shmuz on Shmiras HaLashon? When you see somebody living with what he learns, this is the chiyuv that we have, that our lives, our very living, should be an eloquent testimony of the shenkeit of the Derechei Adachei Noyim of Torah. That through our lives, by us learning Gan Shas, it should also be teaching the Welt, was hat Shas ungelernt? What is Shas? What is Kol HaTorah Kula? If I have to put it in one line, let me quote you a Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Tes. It's a Gemara that we learn, but we don't stop and reflect what the Gemara is teaching us. The Gemara is discussing Halacha Shaila, and the Gemara says, Kol HaTorah Kula Nami Mipnei Darkei Shalom. Do you hear how the Gemara touches up what Kol HaTorah Kula is? What Gan Shas is? Darkei Shalom. Derechei Darkei Noyam is the Kol HaTorah Kula that we spend our days and our lives learning. But our actions, our lives have to reflect that. And that's what I believe is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem that we all have every single day. And the more a person learns, and the more a person tries to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, he has to let Shas teach him how to live his life. And that's the mitzvah of living al Kiddush Hashem. I once heard my Rebbe Zayin Gesund. He said, the Chofetz Chaim b'chayev Hayadua made so many moivsim, he was poil Yeshuais. His life was a life of tzaddik geiza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Yet there was one bakasha that the Chofetz Chaim often asked from the Rebbeinu Shloim, which the Eibishter didn't give him. In that request, there wasn't Ritzon Yireh of Yasser. It's Yadua that the Chofetz Chaim, after he finished davening, he would often say, Kaches Nafshi Al Kiddush Shemecha. The Chofetz Chaim wanted to have the schus of dying Al Kiddush Hashem. Apparently, like Rabbi Kiva, Masa Yavei Liyadi, he wanted to have that schus, that mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But Lemaisa Davis didn't grant him this request. Why not? So my Rebbe Zayin Gesund said, Kudin Shemayim they paskind that the Chofetz Chaim's life, the Chofetz Chaim's Leben al Kiddush Hashem, was so much more chashiv and so much more important than him dying al Kiddush Hashem. And that was the Chofetz Chaim's Kiddush Hashem Kol Yemei Chayav. Does this need a hezba? think about all the tens or probably hundreds of stories of the Chofetz Chaim's midos, of his edelkeit, of his debur benachas im habriyos, how even Goyim, Rabbi said Goyim, used to beg him that he should walk through their field, because they knew this is a holy person, and when he walks through my field, I'll be successful this year. The Chofetz Chaim lived al Kiddush Hashem. And this is something, the more a person learns, the more a person has to realize his obligation to show the Welt, was hat Shas ungelernt. And then this is the Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma, that Peivav, Darshan's the Pasik, V'yohavta es Hashem aleikecha, the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. And when we hear that Pasik, what comes to mind immediately? V'chol nafshecha, afilu noitles nafshecha, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But the Gemara has a different interpretation to this Pasik. Zog the Gemara, what does it mean, V'yohavta es Hashem aleikecha, she'yeshem shemayim misayiv al yadecha? How does a person promote Kiddush Hashem to Avas Hashem? Zog the Gemara, she koira v'shoina u'mishamish talmidecham. Avad, a person has to learn. But then zog the Gemara, u'masoi u'matanei b'emuna. A person has to act erlich with other people. V'diburei b'nachasim avriyos. A person has to be a pleasant person. After all his learning and his davening and his business, but he has to be a mensch, Zog the Gemara. He has to be an edler person. And you know what the result of that is, Zog the Gemara? That's Kiddush Hashem. You know why that's Kiddush Hashem? Because Zog the Gemara, ma ha briyais oimais elav. What do briyais say when they see an edler person, an oisgehalten a person? Ashrei ovev shalim dei taira. Ashrei rabbi shalim dei taira. It doesn't say tzaddikim, briyos, simple people, but when they see edelkeit, when they see dibur benachas in the briyos, oy adei nispoil, oy do they see the shenkat of Torah. But the Gemara is not finished yet. And these briyos, these simple people, what are their reaction? Oy lehem lebriyos shaloi lamdei Torah. It's a rachmanis, it's a pity, there are people that don't learn Torah. Look what happens. Look how great a person becomes when he learns Torah. And the simple briyos say, it's rachmanis if anybody doesn't learn. Look what he's missing. Look what he doesn't have. Because look at that then Torah. Look at that yeshiva bacha. Look what Torah, how Torah, great Torah makes a person. And then Zog the Gemara Vayta. Ploinei shaloma Torah. Re'u kama noyim drachav. Kama mesukan and maisav. How beautiful, how pleasant are his ways. Olav akasevayim avayim li avdi ato Yisrael asher becho espoyer. Do you hear a new taich in Ahavas Hashem? A new taich in Kiddush Hashem? Not to die al Kiddush Hashem, but to live al Kiddush Hashem. To show the world what Torah does to us. How Torah makes a person, a dehoibin a person, a bigger person, a better person, who doesn't live in the blotta of the pedis, narishkeit, of machloikis, and sinas chinam. That's Ahavas Hashem. That's Kiddush Hashem. To live al Kiddush Hashem. I once said, v'derech drush, Ashir el Hashem b'chayai, a yid shlichus on this world is that his life should be a shira to the Eibishter. His halach yelach, his dibur benachasim abriyas, his masa umatin, it all has to reflect the shenkat of Torah. Someone told me it's a Ramban, I wasn't zeicha to find the Ramban, but I think the Rayin is zicha emes. Ashira l'Hashem b'chayai is gelept al Kiddush Hashem. And let me tell you, maybe now you don't understand fully what I'm saying. You don't appreciate what I'm saying. That's only because you're still young. But I guarantee you, the older you get, and the more experience you get, you will see there is no bigger Kiddush Hashem. There is no shenera kavod haTorah than when a person lives al kiddush Hashem. Than when a person's life is asira l'Hashem b'chayai. There's no bigger hashpa or kirav achaykim than when you show the welt kol haTorah kula mipnei darkei shalom. When you show the welt that by us derech eretz is kadma l'Torah. There is nothing that warms a person's heart, whether a yid or lahavla goy, more than when he sees kamenoya maisav kama musakonim derachov. Because lida, many people, or lida, I say most people, are not zeichet to see the shenkeit of Torah. They're not zeichet to see the geshmak of Rabbi Kiva Eiga, the shenkeit of Sfirat Tosfos. Most people either are not zeicha firsthand to feel Moshe Emes v'sayrasa Emes. Most people either don't experience what Chazal say, ein simcha ki simcha satayra. Most people don't know what they're missing. Either Roiv Kla Yisrael or Roiv Ruba de Kla Yisrael don't know what they're missing. But there's one way. There's one way that we could show them what they're missing. There's one way that we could show them the shenkeit of Torah. That we could show them that ein toiv ela Torah. There's one way that we could show them that oy lehem lebriyos shvelamdu Torah. And that's like the Gemara says, when a person dibur benachas in mabriyos, when a person is mesukim ma'isav and noyim drachav, when a person lives a life of Ashir Lashem B'chayai, when a person's life is a Kiddush Hashem, this is when the Briyos, even the people that never were not Zoycha the Shenkai the Torah, when they will say ultimately, Oy Lehem LeBriyos, look what we're missing, look at the Ben Torah, why don't we be like him? Why shouldn't our children be like him? I wanted Zoycha to speak here about the union of Kiddush Hashem, and Rav Manas Mendel Zazayin Gesund was also here at the time, so I guess he heard that we spoke about Kiddush Hashem. So he says, you know, I'll tell you b'didi haviyuvda, a ma'isa shahaya that happened with him. He was in the office once in the yeshiva when he had still a boys' school, and a man came in to him, obviously he was not from, and he asked him, and he told me the name, but rather I mentioned the name, Do these boys come to this yeshiva? He said, yeah. She goes, okay, I want to enroll my children in this yeshiva. So Mendel says, he looks like he didn't really belong there, he wasn't even religious, and what's the point of, because these children, so he asked him, what prompted you to bring them here, what's the decision? So he says, these children, this family, they live in my neighborhood. And I see the way they deal with other people, the way they respect other people, the way they're different than the other people on the block. And I decided I'm going to find out where these children go to school. And whatever school it is, if that's what this school makes a child, if that's what this system could do to a child, I want my children to be the same. He heard a very sincere request, and he took them into the yeshiva. And he told me today, this is a very prominent family in Yiddishkeit who have Rabbonim and Mechanchim as grandchildren already. That's the Gemara. Because when people see Vos Shasat Unfilerent, when people see the Indian of the Acher Adar Chinoyam, that's the greatest Mekarev. That's the greatest Kiddush Hashem. That's real Kavod HaTorah. We talk about Kavod HaTorah. What is the real definition of Kavod HaTorah? So the Meiri on Avos, on the Mishnah, Kol HaMechaberes HaTorah. Zog de Meiri, Mechaberes HaTorah. What does that mean, Kavod HaTorah? Shema'ata oisam b'noyim hamidois. Shezehu vadei Kavod HaTorah liyois loim deha mesulsol v'noki ubal midois toivois. You hear what Kavod HaTorah is? What one of the Gedolei Rishonim explained Kavod HaTorah? Li'ayis lamdeha mesulso v'naki u'bal midos tovos. And again, if you don't understand this, If you're wondering why that's Kavanah Torah, when you'll get old, you'll understand. Because there's nothing that can have greater impact on the world, can have a bigger hashpah, than when someone shows the welt the drachei hadachi noyim haTorah. The Miri understood, this is real Kavanah Torah. This is the shenket of Torah that when a bacha goes around and he's an advertisement of vos shas hot emgelein. Because that many people don't see Kavanah Torah firsthand. But when they see the Baal Midos Tovos, they see how great Torah makes a person. That's really real Kavanah Torah. The Tani de Beliyahu, in the end of Perek Chav Ches, says very similar to this Gemara in Yuma, and then it adds a few words. Ahavoida, I make a shvua, she'anachnu nilmoid gamkein Torah unilameid levaneinu Torah. It's a plea, you think about it. People that have no shaykhs to learning, but if they see kama noyim maisav, kama sukanim drachav, ahavoida, they make a shvua that I'm going to learn, my children will learn. But that's a metzias. That's a metzias. When people see the shenket of Torah, that is a real hashpah. That is the strongest form of kirva chaykin. When you advertise what Torah does to a person. And the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, in Perikei Halach Yud Aleph, when he quotes this Gemara, he makes a slight change. When he speaks about Kiddush Hashem, he has a different order than the Gemara. And his lashon is, V'cheinim dikta gachachem alatmai, V'yia dibur benachas mabriyais, V'daitem murevesi mohem, Mikablam besev uponim yafais, Mechabed lahem afil lamakilim loy. Do you hear what the Rambam taitis Kiddush Hashem? He doesn't even mention learning by a Rebbe, because that's of course obvious. But the Rambam is showing us that real Kiddush Hashem is the Dibur Benachas, Daita Murevas Imam, Mikabalam Mesev Uponim Yafais. When you go to shul, there's an old person that's lonely and is forlorn. Going over to him, showing him kavod. Besides, of course, the union of Chesed. But that's a Kiddush Hashem. Because that person realizes this is what Torah does to a person. When there's someone on the block who's lonely, someone who new comes to shul, and you take the time or effort to go over and show him that he's at home, they should feel at home, that's a Kiddush Hashem. That's Kavanah Torah. That's an advertisement to the same kind of Torah. And this is something that you have to realize. Voodoo geist and voodoo geist. Wherever a person goes, there are so many opportunities of Kiddush Hashem. When a person goes on the train or he's on the bus, the way he talks, the tone that he talks, does he talk too loud? You look at a welt, how they walk and talk. We have to be different. Each and every one of our actions have to reflect the shenket of Torah. And how you talk with people. What does it mean, Diburi Benachas and Mabriyos? It's the pleases and the thank yous and the excuse me's, which you might think are Nariskite or Kleinikite, but I tell you, that's the difference of Kiddush Hashem or Chalila Chil Hashem. There was someone who I was trying to be Makarv a little bit. I invited them to come to one of the Yiddish neighborhoods. They spent some time, and I was polishing to hear their reaction, how they found this Jewish neighborhood. Before I even said a word, they tell me, you know, I never saw such a thing. You go in the street, people bump into you, they don't say excuse me. I go to the store, I don't hear a thank you, I don't hear a please. Is this what religious Jews are all about? And the person's right. It's a taina. Because the Dibur Benachas is a chelab of the Derech Eretz, which comes before the Torah. Remember this. Not every person is zoichet to see the shenkat of Torah, to see the ne'imus of Torah. But they have to see the ne'imus and the shenkat of the ben Torah. Many people are not zoichet to learn Shas, but they have to see what Shas hat uns gelernt. When someone talks to someone, or how he talks to someone, or when he's leaving any... When someone talks to someone, or how he talks to someone, or when he's leaving and he holds the door open for the other person, that's Kiddush Hashem. And not doing it Chalila, it's Chil Hashem. I once saw in the Peradar from the Chazon Ish, there was a secular reporter, and when you say secular in Israel, usually it's anti-Torah. He wanted to interview the Chazon Ish. He wanted to see firsthand what this great rabbi with the Chazon Ish was. So he made an appointment with the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish was leaving his home and he's walking with his person to go to the place where the interview is supposed to be held. And the Chazon Ish was walking, and then he started walking very, very slowly. And it was noticeable that something was on the Chazon Ish's mind. So the reporter says, "Well, why are you walking slow? Why did you stop all of a sudden? Why did you all of a sudden walk slowly?" So the Chazon Ish says, "Don't you see? There's someone in front of us who seems to be an invalid, and he walks very slowly. If we're going to pass him, if we're going to walk ahead of him, we'll be reminding him that he's an invalid, that he can't walk as fast as we can. I don't want to cause a person distress. I'd rather walk behind him, and he should walk and not feel the pain of walking slowly." And that reporter said that was the end of his interview. That's all he needed. That's all he wanted to see. He wanted to know what this great rabbi was. He wanted to know what a gadol b'Torah is. He saw it all. And he wrote his whole report about this unusual hanhag of the Chazon Ish, of his gewaltige spilus, that something he didn't see, but how the Chazon Ish was so sensitive to someone else's feelings. You know what the aside, you know what the limud l'maisa of this story is? The reporter didn't see Shas, but he saw what Shas did to a person. He didn't see firsthand the shenkat of Torah, but he saw the shenkat of a ben Torah. He saw a living Kiddush Hashem. And that's something that every person is expelled from. And even a secular writer, when he sees something beautiful, he knows it. And that's the way every ben Torah has to act. When he's showing the world, this is what Torah does to a person. The Talmid below I mentioned at the end concludes, "Lo nitna Torah ela al menach l'kadesh shmoy ha-gadol." We have a mission on this world, a mission of Ashira l'Hashem b'chayai, of our lives being a Kiddush Hashem, of our lives bringing more and more kavod ha-Torah. The Torah we learn has to give us this feeling of how to make that Kiddush Hashem. V'chayil ha-chayim yeiducha sela. Maybe there's a kavana. V'chayil ha-chayim, our ganze life, each day of our lives has to be a shevach vaydor to the Eibishter. That a person sees us, he says, "Ru'u kama noyim ma'isa, kama sukonim d'rachav." That through our v'chayil ha-chayim, a person should say, "Oy loy lemi shvaylam ha-Torah. Look what Torah is. Why don't I have it?" The Torah is a way of mimikadosh Shem Shamayim. Not dying our Kiddush Hashem, but more importantly, living our Kiddush Hashem. And maybe this is the pshat in the Gemara Sanhedrin. You talk about Shira. There are different Shiras. Every bracha we say is a shira to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hallel is a shira, davening is a shira, Oz Yosher is a shira. But there's one shira that's Oyla al Kulam. there's one Shia that is so much more effective and so much more important than all the other Shiras in the world. And that is the Shira of Ashira Lashem B'chayai. That a person's life, V'chayim HaChayim Yoiduch HaTzela, that a person lives a life of Ashira Lashem B'chayai. That is undoubtedly the most important and the most powerful Shira. And Li B'yomu, this is a Kavan in the Gemara Sanhedrin. Avad Eliezer Baruch Hashem, and in Noach's time they said it, and Kla Yisrael said Shira, and Avad the Shira Sayam is Kodesh Kadoshim. But Yisrael Shira, oh, Yisrael Shira was such a special Shira. You know what Yisrael Shira was? Yisrael Shira was a Shira Lashem Mechayai. The Gemara says, Mashmu Hashem Uba. Yisrael, Chazal said, tried every Avodah Zarah in the world. He was a Rosh Koimim, he was a Hod Galach, and he threw it all away, and he became the Chosen Moshe. Can you imagine the Kiddush Hashem, the Ashira Hashem B'chayai, then every step that Yisrael took? Here he was, a Hod Galach, and look at the change, look at what had happened, look what he became. Yisrael Shir wasn't just the word Baruch Hashem, but it's a continuation. Ata Yadati God Lashem, like Rashi teaches, he tried all the Avodah Zarah, but look what happened. He saw Kriyas Yamsuf, and he didn't just say Ashira, he didn't say Baruch Hashem, he changed his life. And his life was an eloquent testimony of the godless of Hashem, of the godless of Torah. Yisrael Shir was Ashira Lashem B'chayai. And Chazal said, and Chazal felt, that was the special yichus of Yisrael Shira. It wasn't the word Baruch Hashem, because that in the Chinami, like the Mashah says, we find in Noach, we find by Eliezer. It wasn't just the Shira of thanking Hashem, but it was a Shira of the Chayim HaChayim Yeducha Selah. Yisrael was a shtik Kiddush Hashem. Yisrael didn't die al Kiddush Hashem, Yisrael lived al Kiddush Hashem. A while ago, I heard from Rabbi Zain Gesund Machshava that he says we B'nai Torah have to think about often. But Lai, I don't think we think about it at all. The pasuk at the end of Shmuel, when Shaul was upset about his Anas Avodim, Shaul felt there was a plot against his life, and he had Tainas Anas Avodim, why didn't you tell me? Why don't you tell me what's going on? And then he ends his taina, the Ein Chayla Mikem Olai. You saw I was in trouble. You saw I had problems. Did it bother you? Did it affect you? Did you get sick that I'm in trouble? And that's obviously a very stark taina. When someone you love, when someone you care about, is going through a difficult period, it has to bother you. It has to make you sick to see him suffering. And then he said, this is a taina on B'nai Torah also sometimes. Look around. Think about Kvod HaShechina in our times. Think about Kvod HaTorah in our times. Think about the Elbein HaTorah. There are thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of children that don't know what an Aleph is. Does it bother us? Does it make us sick? The Mishnah says, V'chol yoyim v'yoyim baskel yoytis mahar chayev, and it calls out, Oy lehem l'v'yoyit me'elboinah shel Torah. And this is the times of the Mishnah. How much more in Tavshin Nun Ches? Where is Kvod HaTorah holding, Rachman al-Islan? Where is the glory that the Shekhinah is supposed to have? How much is missing, Klal Yisrael? Does it bother us? If we are Avodim Neman Hashem, if we are Avodim Lamakim, and our Father, our Torah, is in such a Shvala Matzif, and it doesn't bother us, and we don't go out to do something, there's going to be a tiny loss of love of Ein Chayle Mikem alive. So what do we do about it? What do we do about a world that is living without Torah? So the emes is, there are people that are oisik and kiruv v'chaykim, which is a wonderful thing. But for Bnei HaYeshiva, that's not our mission at this point. So what do we do about this terrible matzav of Kvod HaTorah, or the Albayna Shel Torah? I think the answer is, Ashira LaShem B'chayai. That we have to live a life of Kiddush Hashem. That our life has to bring V'ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. That Sheyehei Shem Shemayim Misayev Al Yadecha. That by our Holech Yelech, by our daily Anhogah Me'orv Mavriyos, we should show the world Ein Toiv Al Torah. We should show the world Oy Lehem Levriyos Shalai Lamdu Torah. Whether it's here in the yeshiva, whether it's with your own family, whether it's in shul, whether it's in the store, in the train, on a bus, on a street, with Yidin, with Goyim, a Yid, especially a Ben Torah, has to live a life of Kiddush Hashem. Because when there's Midas Tovos, ultimately there's going to be a Kiddush Hashem. The Magen Vitri teaches the Mishnah, Oyev Es Avriyos U'Mekarvan LaTorah. Zok the Magen Vitri, Shemetoich Kach, when a person shows a Havas Avriyos, Mitzkabedes U'Mityakeres Be'enei Avriyos, Torah becomes more choshev and more important, V'Hakol Rotzin Achareha. That's a Metzius. This is a Metzius that people see good things, they want it also. I heard a mice of Pellet, I wouldn't know the person that said it, I wouldn't believe it. But it happened with him. He's a Rav in Queens. And he had a professor, a non-from professor, who he became acquainted with. And the person said, you know, I'm thinking about Yiddishkeit, but I have a few questions that bother me. Take me to a rabbi, I'll ask him my questions. If I get a satisfactory answer, I'll consider becoming more observant. So then Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky was still alive, so he decided to take him to Rabbi Yaakov. And this was, Rabbi Yankiv was very busy, there were a few people waiting. So he was sitting in the corner watching. Yaakov spoke to this person, he spoke to this child in the interim, spoke to a few people. And then he told this Rav, you know, I got my answers already. I don't have to speak to the rabbi anymore. He's wondering what happened. He didn't say a word. He goes, what do you mean? Don't you have questions? He goes, no, I have no questions anymore. What happened? What happened? We came, we have an appointment. Why don't you want to keep the appointment? So he said, Bezeh HaLashem, I saw the way the rabbi speaks to every person. The respect that he has, even to children, even to people younger than him, not as prominent as him. And I thought to myself, if that's what Judaism is all about, if that's what religious life makes a person, that's exactly what I want to be. And Tata Kachav, he was Chayza B'tshuva. He didn't see the Shas, but it was a B'yankiv Hot Gelernt, but he saw Vos Shas Hot Em Gelernt. He didn't see the Shenkeit of Torah, but he saw the Shenkeit of Elohimet Torah. And that's Kiddush Hashem. Because when a person sees what Torah does to a person, so the Metzius is, like the Magen Vitri says, HaKol Rotzin Achareha. And that's a Metzius. And especially today, we live in a time that people are looking. People are searching. There's an unusual avir of tshuva in the world. People find the emptiness, the unhappiness of a world of taiva, and people are looking. And this is a metzias to anybody who has any idea in what's going on outside of Borough Park and Flatbush and Muncie and Lakewood. People are looking. People are thirsty. How do we reach those people? How do we worry about the Elban HaTorah? Each and every Ben Torah has to show what Torah makes a person. I recently, this Sunday, I met a yid who worked in Kiruv for many years. So he mamish lost himself. He was talking, and then he started, mamish, he became hysterical. He says, you don't know what's going on out there. You don't have any idea how much we could accomplish. You don't know how people are thirsting, how people are looking for the emes. But what should we do, he tells me. B'nai Torah have to learn. What should B'nai Torah do? And he says, I don't know what we should do, but we have to do something. There's so much that we could accomplish. I know what we could do. I tell you what you could do. Oshira Lashem B'chayai. At this point, learn and learn and learn. But at the same time, realize you have to live a life of Kiddush Hashem. That in each expression, and each, when you talk with people, it has to show the Shenkeit of Torah. But what happens? Why don't we see this? Why don't we hear people saying, Oy loy lemi shelo lamad Torah? Maybe it's because they don't see the Shenkeit of Torah. Maybe it's because they see the Ben Torah who's not misnaheg kesura, who doesn't show the derech eretz kadma l'Torah. And then you're dealing with the second half of that Gemara. When the Gemara speaks about Chil Hashem, so we picture Chil Hashem, a scandal that's worldwide and world known. That's one form of Chil Hashem. But you look in the same Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says, and what's Chil Hashem? When a person is not Dibur B'Nachas HaMabriyos, when he doesn't talk with Edelkeit, when he doesn't act with Ne'imos, that's Chil Hashem. And there's a lot to say about this. Believe me, I could tell you Be'enai Re'isi, Halavai, 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 it should be a muscle. But it's a reality. We see Amol, a Ben Torah, a big Masmid, a Firma Bacha, and all of a sudden the next Bacha that comes here, he's not like the first brother. He doesn't have the same yachas to Torah. He doesn't have the same chashivas. And you wonder what happened. How could it be such a difference? And I could tell you how often the case is. Because the first brother, who's the first Ben Torah, who's the first person that was zoicha to learn Torah, Torah didn't teach him enough. And when his second brother looks at him and says, look, he learns Torah, but look what happens to him. He has no time for his family. He has no time to help in the house. Maybe he's even too busy learning. But then the brother thinks to himself, Zu Torah v'zu schara? Kach hi darkei shel Torah? The more you learn, the less you have shaychus with people. Then the brother starts to think, so ma'ali l'tzorah hazeis. What do I need this for? If that's what happens when you learn Torah, it makes you selfish and self-centered. That's an awesome Chil Hashem. And like the Gemara says, that causes a person to say, Oy loy lemi shalom Torah. He learned Torah, but look what happened to him. D'chsam soifin etshuv en chelik vav simen en tes. He writes in his times how people often say, Lamdin kazeh, yaseh dova kazeh. How often do we hear this? How often do we hear people saying, that's what they teach you in yeshiva? That's the lessons you get in the yeshiva? They don't say that about the public school because they know there's nothing to expect. But from us, from a yeshiva, that our yeshiva teaches us, kol ha-Torah kula is darchei shalom, that derech eretz kadma la-Torah. That's what they expect from us, and they have a right to expect from us. There's a lot more to say about this inyan, but let me be more positive. Realize how much you could accomplish if you so develop the Shenkeit of Torah, of the Ben Torah, of what Torah makes the Ben Torah into a beautiful, beautiful Pe'er. Each and every one of us is an advertisement. It has to be an example of what Torah does to a person. I once said, you find the beginning of Malachim, Basheva told David, Einei kol Yisrael alecha. There was a question, who was going to be the next Melech? So Basheva told David, you're the Melech. People are looking at you. People are looking at you for guidance. Give them guidance. And I tell you, each and every Ben Torah, the same words, remember. Einei kol Yisrael alecha. People are looking. You're not living alone in this world. People are looking. People want to see ma tivei shel ben Torah. And in each step you're making, it's hopefully going to cause a kiddush Hashem that Yidden will say, oy lehem lebriyah shalom Torah. Uchas v'shalom is going to create a chilul Hashem that they will say, oy loy lemi shalom Torah. In each action you take, either you will be zeicha to be mekayer v'chaykim, uchas v'shalom mirachik kroivim. That people will say, oy loy lemi, look what happened, lamdan kazeh, yasa dava kazeh. And whether it's in shul, with your own family, in the street, in the store. How often I see it, people are running to yeshiva, they're late. So they want to pay for what they buy for the yeshiva, they run ahead because we have to go learn. But that's megala panim b'toyra shalayka halacha. Because our Torah HaKadosha shows that derech eretz kadma l'toyra. And nothing justifies a chil Hashem. Nothing justifies a person not being ma'urim habriyas. Nothing justifies a person not to have ne'imus, not to have darchei noyam. We say in davening every day, the same b'libeinu, bina, lahavinu, lahaskel, lishmoya, lilmoid, ulalameid. The Eibush should give us seichel and das to learn and to teach. Isn't that a pella? You're asking the Rabbi Shalom das to teach others? If someone's a Rosh Hashiva, a Rav, if someone gives chaburas, it makes sense. But how about the simple Ben Torah who's not going to teach, who's not giving a shir, he's not giving a chabura? Or how about the simple balabas who's not giving a shir, he's not giving a shir in Daf Yomi? How do we have a right to say things that don't make sense? The same b'libeinu, seichel to l'lumayt u'lameid. I once heard a word, a tire word. Each and every person is a malamid. Each and every person is a madrich. And every action, he's going to teach others. When a balabas is going to work, and he takes out a sefer to learn on the train, or he listens to a shir with a tape recorder, he is giving a shir in Ahavas HaTorah. He is giving a shir in Ashreinu Matayv Chalkeinu Umanoyim Garaleinu. When a balabas is erlich in business, he's a malamid. He is showing Nasasa v'nasata be'amuna is a reality. Every person's in Malami. And a ben yeshiva, how much more so this is true. Einei kol Yisrael alecha. People are thirsting to know ma tivoi shel Torah, the shenkat of Torah. And when you do something, if you do it right, you could be the shenst of Malami. You could create a Kiddush Hashem that Yidden will say, Oy loy lemi shel olam haTorah. In each and every action, you could teach the Welt, show them what they're missing. Ashir al Hashem b'chayai is the greatest melamed, it's the greatest mashpia, and that every person has the opportunity to always do. We were zaycha to spend many weeks in this Makom Kadesh. What do we take with us from Maisa? I once saw a pshat in the Pasuk in Parashas Vayakel, Vayetzu kol adas b'nei Yisrael milifnei Maisha. So Bel Yatian and one of his shmuzin asked the question, that's obvious. They were lifnei Maisha and they left Maisha. So obviously they left me lifnei Maisha. Why does the Pasuk have to conclude me lifnei Maisha? Zok Debelia, the Torah is telling us a mavodik lesson. When they left me lifnei Maisha, when they left from Maisha, every person could see he just spent time with Maisha Benu. The way he talks, the way he walks, the way he handles with other people, I know he spent time lifnei Maisha. By them going by Yetze, it was already apparent, it was Nika, that they were the Sne Moshe. They didn't have to give drushes, now Siurim. but their life was a life of Ashir al Hashem b'chayai. You were zaycha to spend weeks in this Makam Kadosh with Gedolei Torah, with Mabitei Torah, but don't forget the lesson that you learned, which is before the Torah that you learned. And that is the Derech Eretz Kadma l'Torah. You were zaycha to be with people that personify Ashir al Hashem b'chayai, that their very lives is a shira of the choy lachayim yeducha sela. A ben Torah has to realize he's a pe'er. Each and every ben Torah is a shenkait, is the pracht of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our job, our mission is to protect that shenkait, to watch the way we deal with people, that it should be a Kiddush Hashem, that our Halach Yelech should be an expression of the Shenkat of Torah. Let me just be Messiah with a machshav I once had recently. Someone asked me, you look what's going on in the Veld today, and Eretz Yisrael, you see these Zemud Nazach, these suicide bombers. You have people that apparently are sane people, and they're willing to blow themselves up and blow up hundreds of people, and they know it's the sheker of what they're doing, but they do it anyhow. And they're terrorizing a country, they're terrorizing Eretz Yisrael with this narishkeit. How should a ben Torah look at this? The Eibishter lets this go on. Apparently there's some kind of lesson lemaisa. What's the limit for us? So I told them, I think it's MS. This gives you a hergish in what it means, en chayla mikem alai. That these people feel that there's something wrong, there's something missing, and they're willing to go to that extent of blowing themselves up because they feel that something is missing. And of course it's an Irish kite, but for us it's a lesson. If we see the Elbon HaTorah, we have to do something about it. It has to bother us. We have to do something for Kvod HaTorah. And Baruch Hashem, the Eibishter doesn't want us to die on Kiddush Hashem. The Eibishter wants us to live on Kiddush Hashem. The Eibishter wants that every Ben Torah should be Ashir al Hashem b'chayai. That the Pe'er of Klai Yisrael should act like the Pe'er of Klai Yisrael. That a Ben Torah should act like a Ben Torah. And through this Mahalech of Ashir al Hashem b'chayai will be zeicha that the Eibishter will say about us, Yisrael asher b'cho espoyeh.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com